Good afternoon and welcome, it's Richie McCann here. Hope you're doing well and having a great day. Thanks for listening in. Just thought I'd share with you something that I've always known about, or almost always known about throughout my speaking career, but not something that I've really applied in the way that I should have been doing, but I do now. In fact, ever since I saw Gervais Finn, some of you may know Gervais Finn, he's written many books about his time as an ex-school inspector, and he's now, he speaks around the world. We had him at the Professional Speaking Association, northeastern of England, where I'm present at the moment. I read him as a speaker, and he reminded me of something that I think I already knew, and you probably know it as well, but he kind of really demonstrated how much impact it can have if you do this thing, how it sets you apart as a speaker when compared to other speakers that might even come along and do a very similar subject to you. And the key thing that he did, he was a great speaker anyway, but the key thing that he did was he very skillfully included conversations that he'd had prior to him speaking. So he came early on, he joined us all for the break, he had a couple of conversations with people, and he listened to one of our other speakers, and what he did was he brought in those conversations which reinforced or backed up a point he was making, and it blew me away. Oh, my goodness me, that's impressive. And ever since then, I've done all I can to go away from there and look for conversations, have little chats with people prior to me speaking, so that I can, you know, do the same thing that he did. And it just makes it more interesting, more relevant to those in the audience, and it shows you that you've gone out of your way not just to deliver your standard message, but you're going to include in it those points, those conversations, the bits of feedback, the thoughts of people that are sat there in the audience. And I did it a couple of times since. I did it first at the Direct Selling Association annual convention, where I spoke a couple of months ago, just after I'd heard Gervais. And what I did was I made 3 points, but my second point, this is just an example of what I did. My second point was, be courageous. We've got to be courageous in business, in our lives, because that's where we're going to stretch ourselves, outside our comfort zones. On my stand, because I was exhibiting at the event, I'd spoken to Simon from Ella Pure. Simon was 20 years of age, and he's just set up his own direct selling company, selling some products, Ella Pure. I don't know if they're health products or if they're beauty products, but either way, they were products that he had distributors selling on his behalf. He's 20 years of age, he's probably just come out of university. And I couldn't believe this guy when he told me on my stand what he decided to do. So when it came to be courageous, my second point on my presentation, I said, where's Simon? Where's Simon from Ella Pure? Stand up, Simon. He was right at the back. I got him to stand up. Everybody turned around and looked at him. And I said, that's courage in action. 20 years of age, and he's had the balls. I didn't say balls, actually, but words to this effect. He's had the courage to get up and to set up his own direct selling association or direct selling company. But how impressive is that? 20 years of age, that's courage. Another example of me using this was I was up at, I was speaking for Clean Easy a few weeks ago up in Falkirk, and at the back of the room, just before I was going on, there was Craig. Craig had just won Direct Seller of the Year, just won an award, and just before I went on, I just asked him a question, and he'd been doing this for 5 years now, and I think he's got something like a turnover of just over 2 million, that's his network, and I asked him, did you ever think about giving up? And he said, yeah, in the first 3 months. So when it came to me making my point, don't give up or never give up, which is what I once did, or almost did when I came out of prison, I said, I was speaking to Craig earlier. Craig, who you all know, who's just won Direct Seller of the Year, and they all did know him, who was there to speak, and he was very well known around the network. I asked him earlier whether or not he thought about giving up, and he did. Within his first 3 months, he talked about giving up, and look at him now. Some of you in this room will have the urge to give up if you've just started out. You've got to hang in there. You've got to serve your apprenticeship. You've got to move forward, and you've got to do what Craig did, and you've got to do what I did, and that is never give up. Can you see how that would be much more appealing for the audience? It brings it alive. It makes it more relevant when you're mentioning people that they know. Most speakers will not do that. I urge you to do it, or to consider doing it, even if it's just once, mentioning somebody that you've had a conversation with earlier, or the director, or the person that's booked you, or the person that you saw when you were getting coffee earlier and had a little chat with them, something that you can use that will set you apart from other speakers. That's all for now. Richard McCann. You can get hold of me on richardmccann.co.uk. Bye for now.